one more time. Oh, what singing! Oh, what shouting! Oh, that happy morning when we all shall rise. Oh, what glory! Hallelujah! When we meet our blessed Savior in the sky. Song title is Getting Ready to Leave This World, and I'd like to believe that there's a whole bunch of us that are ready to go, that we've made preparations to go, whether it was yesterday, whether it was today, or man, just whatever it might have been. But there may be somebody that is not ready. You can be ready before you leave. I just love the Holy Spirit when it starts to move just a little bit and kind of gives us maybe a few thoughts about it. But it's really important to be ready to go. Here we go. Laying up my treasures in that home above, trusting fully, trusting in the Savior's love, doing what I can for heaven's holy cause. I'm getting ready to leave this world. Getting ready to leave this world. Getting ready for the gates of pearl keeping. Trusting in the riches of His saving grace, in each earthly trial I His love can trace. Sure that up in heaven I shall find a place. I'm getting ready to leave this world. Getting ready to leave this world. Getting ready for the gates of pearl keeping. Watching both day and night, getting ready to leave this world. Well, praise the Lord. To prepare a mansion, Jesus said, I'll go. If it were not true, I would have told you so. Just a little while to linger here below. Oh, I'm getting ready to leave this world. Ready to leave this world of sorrow. Ready, getting ready for the gates of pearl tomorrow keeping. Watching, ready to leave this world. Amen. Praise the Lord. Come ahead, Teddy. Well,
hallelujah. Woo. If you really think about it, that is what this life is all about.
Amen.
Getting ready. Amen.
Bless
Jesus said, be ye ready. Amen. Tonight. I tell you what, the older I get, the sweeter it gets. Amen. The older I get, the more real it gets. Amen. The more precious it gets. Amen. Amen. I tell you what, I thank God tonight I can say, amen, I'm ready. Amen. Are you ready? Amen. Amen. We don't know, amen, when that time might come. Amen. Whether, amen, the Lord comes for us individually, He calls for us, amen, we leave out of here. Amen. Or whether He comes back, amen, and takes all of us, amen, home to be with Him. Amen. It doesn't matter. You just need to be ready. Amen.
Amen.
Tonight. Amen. I got prepared. Amen. 1958. Amen. A little old country boy. Amen, amen. God saw fit, amen, that night, amen. Amen, the Holy Spirit break my heart. Glory, amen. I don't ever get tired of telling you. Amen. I don't believe I'll ever forget, amen, that night. Glory, hallelujah, amen. Amen. said, you know, amen, amen, that night. Amen. That was the first time the Lord ever spoke to my heart. And I didn't have to ask Mom and Daddy who it was.
Nope.
That was all. I didn't have to ask the preacher. Amen. I heard a lot of Samuel had to go to Eli. Amen. I knew who it was.
Amen.
Amen. That's where all my comfort is. That's where my assurance is. Amen tonight. Knowing, amen, no matter what's happened, what happens. Amen. Listen, everything's going to be all right. Amen. Glory, hallelujah, amen. It's good to be in God's house tonight.
Amen.
I know what the man meant when he said, I'm glad when they said unto me, let us go into the house of the Lord. I'm glad. I don't understand that. Amen. But I tell you what, it doesn't matter what somebody else does. Amen. I'm just going to keep on keeping on. Amen.
Amen.
Well, now, ain't no place to quit. Ain't no place to give up. Amen. It's just too good. It's just too good tonight. Amen. I don't understand. Amen. I don't mean to be mean, but I want to tell you something. Amen. Some people get enough of the Lord on Sunday morning, and you don't see them until the next Sunday morning.
Amen.
I want to meet with Him, amen, in God's house, amen, 3, 4, 5, 6 times a week. Amen. I tell you what, I never get full of that. Amen. I'm glad tonight. I don't mean to take up so much time. Amen. But I will tell you something. I'm going to obey the Lord tonight. And I hope
amen.
Everybody
yes.
Amen. If you'll just obey the Lord tonight, when we leave here, we all say it's been good to be here tonight, Lord. One more time. And I'll tell you, if you don't want your blessing, I'll be glad to take it. Amen.
Amen. Yes.
Amen. Amen. I tell you what, God's wanting to do something for us here tonight. And He's got what we need. Amen. I don't know what it is, but He does. And if we'll just follow His Spirit tonight, I guarantee we can have a great service here tonight. You know, there's lots of time. I don't know if this has ever happened to you or not, but the Lord wants me to do something. And I just sit there on the bench and amen, wouldn't do it. You know what happened, Brother Harold? Somebody else got up and did what I was supposed to do.
Yeah.
You know what happened, Brother Smith? He got my blessing. He got my blessing. Hey, it's good to be in God's house. I appreciate everybody for coming tonight, all the visitors, all the churches that's represented here tonight. I appreciate you for coming.
Yes.
And I trust the Lord to bless you by coming here this way tonight. Amen. The unspoken prayer request, but lift of hands. This won't take long. Amen. We like to have altar prayer. Amen. Around here. And if the ladies want to meet on this side and gentlemen on this side, we'll have an altar of prayer tonight. Brother G.R., will you take the Lord in prayer?
Yeah. Number 400, if you would. I think this is one of these songs that we can all still relate to. All right, bass singers, counting on you again. Jesus spoke to me one day, praise His holy name. Said He died my debts to pay for my sin and shame. Through His servant, hear me low, thus He spoke to me. I believe and now I know I have been set free. Jesus spoke to me, Jesus spoke to me. I was blind, sin's dark sea. He said He gave His life to set me free. Jesus spoke to me, Jesus spoke to me. I was blind, now I see. I'm glad I heard my Savior speak to me. All right, everybody catch their breath for just a minute, because this is going to be that next second verse. All right, bass singers and alto singers, I think you found the spots where you kind of might turn your volume up a little bit too. All right. I shall not forget the day when I heard His voice.
Say my finger was
to you today through God's Word divine. Hear what Jesus has to say to your soul and mind. Cease your struggle and your strife. Look to Him and live. He alone can give new life. Gladly He will give. Jesus spoke to me. Jesus spoke to me.
Looking back along this winding road to the old familiar markers of the mercies I've known. I know it may sound simple, it's more than a cliche. There's no better way to tell you than to say, God been good in my life. I've been blessed beyond my wildest dreams. When I go to sleep each night, though I've had my share of hard times, wouldn't change them if I could. 'Cause through it all, God's been good. I've dreamed playing, I can see. I've cried some bitter tears, but I felt His arms around me as I faced my greatest fears. Had more gains than losses, and I've known more joy than hurt. As His grace falls, down upon me undeserved. God's been good in my life. I've been blessed beyond my wildest dreams when I go to sleep each night. Though I've had my share of hard times, wouldn't change them if I could. 'Cause through it all, God's been good. For God has been my Father, my Savior, my friend. His love was my beginning, and His love will be my end. I could spend forever trying to tell you everything He is, but the best way I can say it is this: God's been good in my life. I've been blessed beyond my wildest dreams when I go to sleep each night. Though I've had my share of hard times, I wouldn't change them if I could. 'Cause through it all, God's been good. 'Cause through it all, God's been good.
Our pastor to lead us
the altar to pray. Stripes that can't heal, and the blood that still saves, I have been blessed. We live in a country, the greatest on earth. Our flag stands for freedom and what it is worth. She stands in the harbor, Miss Liberty calls. All have gave some, but some gave their all for me to be blessed. He's my shoulder to lean on when I am down. That rock where He leads me when I'm overwhelmed. The place where He hides me under His wings. He's not just a song, He's the reason I sing. I have been blessed.
Just one step
yes.
In His direction.
476 out of the Songs of Faith, and I believe this will probably be the last song. And what I'd like for you to do is to stand. Once you see the title of the song, I believe we're all excited about this day that's going to be coming one of these days. Amen.
There is coming a day when no heartache shall come, no more clouds in the sky, no more tears to dim the eye. All is peace forevermore on that happy golden shore. What a day, glorious day that will be. Everybody, and what a day that will be. And I look upon His face, the one who saved me by His grace. When He takes me by the hand and leads me through the promised land, what a day, glorious day that will be. There'll be no sorrow there, no more burdens to bear, no more sickness, no pain, no more parting over there. And forever I will be with the one who died for me. What a day, glorious day that will be. I shall see, and I look upon His face, the one who saved me by His grace. When He takes me by the hand and leads me through the promised land, oh, what a day, glorious day that will be.
Be seated. Well, hallelujah.
Amen. You know, for some of that's going to be a great day.
Amen.
Yes, amen.
But for some of it's going to be a terrible day.
That's right. Yes, Lord, help.
Amen. I tell you what, I'm glad I'm on the great side.
Yeah, amen.
Good to have Brother Harold alive before us.
Yes.
You come ahead, Brother Harold. I know you will, but just obey the Lord.
Blessing the Lord. Blessing the Lord.
Thank you, Brother Eddie. Like to say, it's good to be
in the house of the Lord, and it's already been good, and it's even better if we see somebody saved.
Amen.
And I'm thankful to be in God's house one more time, and certainly I'm glad. What a day that's going to be, children. For a child of God, what a day that's going to be. There'll be no more sorrows there. No more burdens to bear. No more sickness, no more pain. No more parting over there. Boy, that'll be a wonderful place, won't it?
Amen.
I'm glad of that tonight. I thank God for that, the privilege of being here tonight. And just thank Him for the good songs we've heard, for the good Holy Spirit we've been able to feel. And certainly glad to see a lot of good friends we've seen down through the years. And glad of all you preachers being here with us tonight. You know where we're at. Now, and we need your prayers. Amen. But I'm glad of the Lord most of all. He's the one that done it all. He's going to do it all. And Brother Teddy, one day this warfare will be over. Amen. I'm glad of that, Jimmy. I thank God for it. It'll be over. And we won't have to worry about these things anymore. But until then, that old song says, until then, my heart will go on singing. Amen. Until then, with joy, we'll carry on. And I don't know. It may be tonight. It may be next week, friend, when the Lord calls us out of this place. But whenever He does, we're ready to go. And I hope you are tonight. But you pray for us, and I'll tell you, we just try to do that as the Lord laid on our heart. And I'm not as young as I used to be, and I ain't as old as I'd like to be. But anyway, just however the Lord wants to do tonight, Brother Off, that's all right. Amen. And I thank God for tonight, and there ain't a man a-standing that knows any more that a man, I can't preach without the Spirit of God. Amen. And I know that tonight, and I praise God for it, but you pray for us tonight. And if you're lost without God, we want to see you saved. That's why we're here. And if you're here and you're not where you'd like to be with the Lord, it ain't God's fault tonight. Amen. And that's what I'm glad of. So pray for us tonight. We want to read some Scripture here and out in the book of St. John tonight. The Lord laid this on our heart. And we, as I said again, I don't know what we'll do with it or whatever. But anyway, the Lord knows tonight. And I want you to pray. But there tonight, glory to God, I ain't got a thing that you ain't already heard. Amen, tonight, the precious Word of God. And that tonight. But anyway, in the third chapter of the book of St. John, we want to read a few verses here tonight. And the Bible said that, and 14th. In the third chapter of the book of St. John, in the 14th verse there, the Bible said, "And as Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, even so must the Son of Man be lifted up, that whosoever believeth in Him should not perish, but have eternal life. For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in Him should not perish, but have everlasting life. For God sent not His Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through Him might be saved. He that believeth on Him is not condemned, but he that believeth not is condemned already, because he hath not believed on the name of the only begotten Son of God. This is the condemnation of that light is come into the world, and men love darkness rather than night, because their deeds were evil." That's all we'll read there tonight. But I want to thank God tonight for everything He's done. And I want you to think about this Scripture tonight. Glory to God. And my friend, tonight as we try to read and try to do that, that God will be pleased with tonight. I want to say tonight that we're serving a good God. Amen. The Bible said there, my friend there tonight, there in one place, the Bible said there, if I be lifted up, I will draw all men unto me. Now, think about that tonight. The Bible said there that our Lord there was talking about when He'd have to be crucified. The Bible said there that if I be lifted up, I will draw all men unto me there. But I want you to think about it there tonight, my friend. There, the Lord Lord Jesus Christ was lifted up there on the cross of Calvary. But the Bible said there, now even as Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, even so must the Son of Man be lifted up, glory to God. My friend, and I want you to think about this tonight. Brother, when the Lord laid this on my heart, my friend, I'll tell you, I've just been more led, wrestling with it, I guess, not really knowing which way to go. But my friend there, brother, you know how there it was there. The Lord said, glory to God, if I be lifted up. Now we know that He was lifted up on Calvary, glory to God. My friend there, but my friend today, glory to God, the Bible tells us there that, my friend there, He said, if I be lifted up, I'll draw all men unto me. Now there's two things tonight, church, I want you to think about this. There tonight, glory to God, my friend, if the Lord, my friend, is lifted up, then God's Bible said, I will draw all men unto me. Now think about this tonight. Brother, I want you to know tonight, it troubles my heart today, my friend, because sad, my friend, we don't see no more people saved, amen. Friend, and I want you to look at this tonight. Brother, our Lord has already there been lifted up. He was crucified for the sins of the whole wide world. No, so glory to God. Preacher, you say, how are we going to do it today? Brother, you say, why? My friend, I don't know how, glory to God. But listen, our friend, when the people there in the wilderness, God's people, they begin to rebel there against the Lord. Brother, He sent the fiery serpent among them. And the Bible said they bit them and some died. But listen now. The Bible said the people said, Moses, pray for us. And glory to God, the Bible said that Moses prayed for the people. Friend, and I want you to know there, God, my friend there, told Moses to make a brazen serpent, put it up on a pole, and the Bible said there, that everyone that looked at it, my friend there, said there they would, wouldn't have to die, a friend of mine, now think about that, brother, he said, if I be lifted up, glory to God, a friend of mine there tonight, but the Bible said that those that had been bitten, a friend of mine, I can see them as they looked at that brazen serpent, and they live, glory to God, a friend of mine there tonight, they sang the song a while ago, if you knew my Lord like I did, children, listen tonight, a friend of mine there, God said, if I be lifted up, He said, we'll draw all men unto me. Church, listen tonight, a friend of mine there, how in the world are we going to lift Him up, brother, there tonight? Thank God, my friend, through the good good song of Zion that we've heard. Friend, but I'm talking about, friend, I wonder, my friend, where the convicting power of God is at today. Brother, I'm wondering where the drawing power of my friend of God is today. It ain't God's fault, friend of mine. But listen tonight. He said, now if I be lifted up, glory to God. Jesus said there that no man can come unto me except the Father that sent me draw me. It's going to take the drawing power. Glory to God. My friend tonight. A friend of mine, how can we do that, preacher? Brother, I believe, glory to God, that me and you are a child of God. I believe it's our everyday walk. Brother, I believe it's our everyday talk. I believe, glory to God, my friend, that when we lift up the name of the Lord, brother, I believe that other people are going to look at it. My friend and dad, a friend of mine, they can tell somebody down the road. Brother, when the song goes down, my friend are being sung. Thank God. I believe that when we begin, to magnify our Lord. When we begin to tell the good things about Him. Thank God for Jesus. Friend of mine, listen. You keep a praying. And I'll get there in a minute. But friend of mine, think about it. I'll be lifted up. Glory to God. A friend of mine there. Tonight, I believe if we do the magnifying of our Lord, a friend of mine, then God's promise, God's word, I'll draw all men unto me. Church, hear me tonight. God's good to us. I thank God. Amen. For His darling son. He lifted Him up. A friend of mine. He died there. On an old rugged cross. A brother like a criminal. A friend of mine. But I'll tell you what. He come for a purpose. He come, glory to God, to save you and me and the whole wide world. Glory to God tonight. And my friend, I want you to know, brother, I want to lift Him up. I want to praise Him. Thank be unto God. How long's it been since you told a good thing that God's done for you? And my friend, if I be lifted up, I will draw. I want you to get that tonight. Brother, I've never told Virginia there in the motel room. I said, I ain't been in a place like that. God put something on my heart. I kept looking for something else. Glory to God. I said, God, I don't know which way to go with it. But Jimmy, He does. And that's what I'm glad of. But where is the power today? Where is the convicting power? Where is a man that people hear the word of God preach? The songs of Zion sang. brother and dad, my friend. That old song said, I thank God. The saints shouted while the sinners prayed through. Brother, we got the same God. Brother Eddie, and that's what I'm glad of today. If I be lifted up, I will draw all men unto me. And brother, I believe that. Glory to God. Melissa, it takes the church. It takes me and you. Glory to God. To do the uplifting today. Yes, it does. Glory to God. It takes me and you to do the magnifying of our precious Lord. Glory to God. My friend. But I'll tell you what. It's God. Author. That does the drop.
Well, it's God. That does the saving. My friend today. The preacher can't do it. The deacon can't do it. Brother. But it's God. My friend, and the Bible says, a fool is a preacher, I don't know. My friend, have a lift him up. You know what? Glory to God. I tell the good thing that God's done for you. Don't be ashamed of it.
Thank you.
might see the good work and glorify the Father.
Hot!
Brother, every one of you. I thought about it. You know, I got up there, my head got swimming. Some of you got scared. Amen. What's that old boy going to do? Give him one day, he'll be the last mercy. He will be. But until then, another will go on. Anything up like that on the first night of revival? Because God laid it on the Lord.
Yes. Amen.
Bless
you. Amen. My God. Brother, I didn't have nothing else. I'll tell you what, he said, you do the magnifying, I'll do the drawing.
Yeah.
That's the way it is tonight.
Amen.
God ain't ever let his part down.
No.
My friend, I'll tell you what. Brother, I know you changed. Nicodemus, the Lord told him about the Spirit. He's like the wind. Brother, it blows where it lives. You don't know where it's going, you don't know where it's coming. My friend, that's the way the Spirit of God.
Yeah.
I want you to know, our Lord of God, it's a reality tonight.
Yes.
It's a reality. And brother, without that, children, you may be here tonight. You say, well, preacher, I live pretty good. I'm asking you tonight, are you lifting up the name of the Lord?
That's
amen. On your job, it's new. Churches.
Bless
your Lord. I'll have to knock somebody out to get them just to testify.
Bless your heart.
Amen.
Amen.
Lord,
amen.
At the end, when they do, they'll say, pray. Pray for my loved one. How much have we done praying? How much have you done praying?
Yeah.
How much have you done praying? I'm sure Brother Teddy, Brother would pray for your loved one just like I would for anyone else.
Yeah.
I believe Brother Teddy would like for you to be able to pray for Lawrence, your Savior.
Yeah.
I believe that with all my heart. Glory to God, great name. But listen, you know what? How are we going to do this, preacher?
Bless your
you
Lord.
Remember that little woman. Amen. The Bible tells us that thou art come down to the wheel. My friend Jesus gave her that drink of the living water.
Yeah.
Amen. He sure did. Glory to God. You know what, after that? Amen. Amen. That little woman left her water pot. Amen.
That's right.
Amen. She went into the city. Amen. She said, I want to tell you, I met a man there that told me all the things whatsoever I've done. Amen. If not this, the night that God saved my soul, that's a basket. Backward little boy. Brother, I was scared to death, Jeff. I knew I was going to die and go to hell. But that night, God done something.
Yes. Amen.
Thank God. And they said, how do you want to testify? I didn't say it. I said, I sure do. The Lord saved my soul.
Amen.
I've never been ashamed. I failed God a lot of times. Amen. Brother, I have. So many times. My God has never failed me. Oh, thank God for that rope. I could just feel that faith. Girl, I'm with you. Here I was just trying to wonder what in the world Lord am I going to do. Amen. But he said, I'll be with you. And I'll never leave you. Oh, listen tonight, through the night. The Bible tells us there. She said, come. My friend, listen to me. How are we going to have that wrong time? We're going to have to be together. You know, the Bible said there's only one in Pentecost.
accord.
Yeah.
And all things in common. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
And the power of the Lord come down, the fire come down, and the clothing come from all of them. Oh, what a day that must have been. Oh, I say, God, if I could be in one more revival. One more revival. The power of God just pouring and coming.
Yeah.
My friend, my heart. You know what? It's in the mind of the
pastor.
Brother, I'll tell you what. Somebody said, well, there ain't going to be no worldwide revival. Probably won't, but they did a revival here at this church.
Yes.
I can be in a revival somewhere again. Amen. If my people, which are called by my name, come
and pray. That's what God said. I want to read this scripture to you in the book of Isaiah. Amen. And just show you tonight. And we're going to try. We're in the mind to close. But he said, if I be lifted up, we'll draw all men unto me. You listen to this tonight, glory to God. Chapter 6 in the book of Isaiah, you can all quote it. But I just want to read it, amen. I know I may not be able to. He said, in the year that King Uzziah died, I saw the Lord sitting upon a throne, high, lifted up, and his train filled the temple.
Yeah.
Oh, boy, I'll tell you what, Isaiah seen something there, didn't he? Amen. He said, I saw the Lord high and mighty lifted up. I saw Him lifted up. And the Bible said above it stood the seraphims. One had six wings, and each one had six wings. Twain He covered His face, and the other two He covered His feet, and the twain He did fly. And one cried unto another and said, holy, holy, holy is the Lord of hosts. The whole earth is full of His glory. Oh, show me Thy glory. Amen. It's everywhere, children. Amen. God's glory has been here tonight. As they sang the beautiful songs and the tears come down the faces, that's some of God's glory. Amen. You know, not that tonight. Amen. But listen what He said. And said, cry, holy, 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 the whole earth. And the post of a door moved, and the voice of him that cried, the house was filled with smoke. Oh, I'll tell you what. He was seeing the power of God upon the church. He was seeing the movement there. Here this man was, and he saw it. Amen. Brother, I'll tell you what. I used to watch him come in. And brother, some of them would come in back there. And some of them would go out the door. And I've seen them saved in the middle of the aisle. I've seen them saved out the front yard.
Amen.
I've seen them saved on the sides of the church when the power of God began to move.
Yes.
When the Spirit of God began to draw.
Yeah.
My friend, when God's people come together, don't you listen to hear what He said. Here was this man. Then he said, woe is me, for I am undone. What did he do? It brought conviction.
Yeah.
Amen. It brought conviction. When our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ is being manifested and brought up, then friend of mine, that convicting power is going to come.
Yes.
That convicting power. He said, because, he said, woe is me for what I've done, because I'm a man of unclean lips. And I dwell in the midst of a people of unclean lips. For mine eyes have seen the King, the Lord of hosts.
Yeah.
Amen. I was a little old boy. Brother, I'll tell you, I'd go to my daddy.
Bless him.
We see people saved. I'd go to revivals. I'd go to churches. And I'd stand on the beach and I'd say, Daddy, what a meeting we had. Oh, that was a great evening.
Well, sure.
But one night, one day, I don't know exactly when it was. That convicting power.
Yeah.
Amen. One time, the gospel was preached.
Bless him, Lord.
Amen. And I was like Isaiah. I said, oh boy, you're lost, you're heading for the devil's tail.
Yes.
You're going to have to do something.
Bless you.
Bless your mind. The Bible said here, he said, I'm undone. Now listen, I'll just read this.
Close.
He said, because I'm a man of unclean lips and I dwell in the midst of a people, mine eyes have seen the King, the Lord of hosts. I didn't get saved, children, because I love Jesus. I didn't get saved to go to heaven. I got saved because I knew I was going to die and go to hell.
Yeah.
And that's when I began to fear. And when I began to tremble. Then flew one of the seraphims unto me, having a live coal in his hands, which he had taken with the tongues from off the altar. He laid it upon my mouth and said, lo, this has touched thy lips, and thine iniquity is taken away, and thy sins purged. Thank God. That night I come out of that little three-slatted bench right there on the right, Mount View Baptist Church in Copper Hill, Tennessee. I was set free. Thank God my sins had been purged. They already was. Amen. The price had done been paid.
Amen.
But I was set free that night.
Yes.
I was set for some make you free. Yeah, I've been free
indeed.
And then one of them said, who will go for me? Whom shall I say? Well, then I guess what that's it here. I see me.
Yeah.
Amen.
Yes.
I seen him come to the three churches and you never see him more. That's right.
Yeah.
I'll tell you what them and genuinely got in
there.
They're going to be back. Bless
you,
my preacher. What can I do? Amen. Yeah. If you got anything, God's good to the fact and lift it up. We'll drop. While we get a song tonight.
Bless the Lord.
Amen. Great name. If I never have to stand again and never have another opportunity, then I brought you what God planned.
Bless your heart.
We urge me and you to come to do the magnify of Jesus.
Yes.
When we do that, God, we will drop it.
Amen.
That's exactly the way it is tonight.
That's it.
So while we stand, Brother Teddy, would you come out here tonight? And I don't know. I don't know. Brother, I hope and pray that tonight, Lord, you so glorified to be just that little treasure that you could use.
Yes.
God, my
Satan had been so near today, trying to hinder in every way. I had enough, so I told Satan, here is what I'm going to do. I am going to my throne room to see if I can still pray through. Then I bowed at the altar. I cried, worthy is the Lamb. I prayed, Father, how I need you. You know exactly where I am. Then something sweet stirred within me, and my spirit was renewed. Satan fled and I cried, glory, I can't pray
here. Just come on in.
failed to tell the Lord how thankful I am for Him saving my soul.
Yes, bless the Lord.
You know, the last couple of weeks, I can sit here and tell you the things that have gone wrong. My motors went out in my truck, this, that, and the other, and we've been praying about some things and worried just sick to death about some things, Brother Teddy. And today, I was home by myself, and I had to get ready for revival, you know, and they never called me. She got some good news about the baby, and everything was good, and we're still waiting on the test. Oh, I can just sit there and say, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. He deserves all praise, you know. And I think when He does something for us, I think we just need to tell Him, Brother Dan. You know what the devil's trying? He's going to and fro. He's trying to tell everybody's houses up, homes up, and he's wanting to get us off, getting off track. But thank God, Brother Harold. He's still able to take care of things.
Out of us tonight.
Yeah.
He wants every bit of us. And if you're holding back for
Jesus. Amen. You know what? I said a long time ago, and it's so true. You know what? Sin starts with one little one thing, and it builds and builds and builds and builds, and it eventually consumes you. And it's most likely to consume everybody that's around you if that let it too. But you know what? God, it's kind of like he's got Matthew Barker. Boy, he just wipes that off clean. You know what? For nobody can say he checked it from the first. He kissed him away. But aren't you glad about tonight that the faith that of you all the things that you've done, that God doesn't come to you and hold these things over your head. But the devil's there and he tries to do that. But God is going to buy okay. Boy, he makes it all right tonight.
Yeah.
I tell you what, he's just good tonight. Oh, he's good tonight. Well, I tell you what, you say he's good tonight. You know what, Sister Donnie, she had open heart surgery. She did a miracle tonight. But that was one night, November 2nd, 1997. Boy, I had more than open heart surgery. You know what? The Lord came down in my heart. Lord, it's like my heart all up. I tell you what, he gave me a brand new heart.
Yeah, amen.
Amen. I don't want to ever get in a place that was one night when I was running from my college preach. I was a Sunday morning, Brother Jordan running, they come to preach to our church at Mount Tabor, Alabama. And the Lord got a hold of me that morning and the message that God sent. You know what I did? I'll go do what I need to do to make things right. I went to the altar and I prayed. Lord, I felt that burden lift. I did. And I felt like God gave me victory. He did. But you know, as soon as he gave me victory, you know what he done? He brought back something in my remembrance right there and then. He said, here, I've restored to you the joy of thy salvation. You know what? He's made me feel all clean and good. And you know what, Brother Gary? He showed me, now it's your time to do your part. You know what? I said, hello, right then and there, because I knew what he wanted me to do. He wanted me to tell the confession that I'm out. He wanted me to tell the church what he was trying to bid me to do. And surely I did do it. Then all that afternoon, after that service, I tell you what I did. After the victory that I just got, my disobedience got me right back in place where I was in. And that night a man came to preach, Brother Rob Midler. And I never met this man in my life. He didn't come to preach. I was sitting down right here. He came and stuck his finger while he was preaching. And the Spirit of God all over him. He just stuck his finger in my shoulder and said, what are you supposed to be doing? So that's just the Lord. And that's how the Lord works. To get our attention sometimes. You know what I did? I went down to the altar and I prayed, Lord, forgive me for not doing what you wanted me to do. And you know what? There, the peace that I was searching for, and I turned it, I got back to my seat. And here comes the old devil once again. You know what? I'm about to tell it, Brother Teddy. And you know what? There was a lady in front of me and she was raising fire. I turned and she turned around and I said, I whispered it. I was trying to get out of it. I said, Lord, call me, preach. And she said, brother, I know it. And she turned right back around. You know what? I had to tell the church. But I was still looking for an out. You're still looking for an out. How about that thing, brother God, and give him your whole heart tonight.
Lord,
as I approached the throne room, Satan said, nobody's there, accusing and lying. He said, no one really cares. Oh, how my heart, it was so heavy. But then my Father came on the scene. He said, welcome to my throne room. I'm still here. Just come on in.
Y'all be careful going to love.